Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
I don't know if there's a what conversation goes into that. I think there's our talk is, all right, how's the game going? Where are we at? There's other things of playing. What's the weather like? What's the score of the game? Do we need a spark? That all those things are a part of it. Oh, start with me. I mean, we got to do it better for him. You know, there's a lot of that we can do better offensively for him. We did a better job in the game the other day. What I was excited about is we needed to be able to run the football. We did run the football, and that's a starting point. Whoever your quarterback is, if you can run the football, you're going to be in advantageous down and distances. And we got to do it better for him. Can certainly play better around him.
Todd Monken, that's the Ravens OC. A couple of days ago, the coaches met with the media. Added one winning drive. And he's talking about taking responsibility for Cooper Rush not playing all that well in his two starts because they need to do things better around him and protect him in the offensive line, maybe scheme him up a little bit more, et cetera, et cetera. And when we get into all the minutia, and I don't want to downplay what Todd Monken is saying by any stretch of the imagination, but and they did establish the running game.
Yes, they did.
Control clock.
37 minutes.
Against the Rams.
Yep.
Now, against Houston, they were ambushed. They were done. It is what it is. But his quarterback rating has been dreadful in 2 weeks. So what more can Todd Monken do? And Tom Brady even said it during the game on Fox Sunday. See, you don't install a whole new offense for a guy that's going to play maybe not at all over the course of a season. You just try to make do with his strengths and play to his strengths the best you can. And he just hasn't played well at all. How the hell did he win 9 games in Dallas is what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Bob, because, I mean, the throws that the wind killed him. I guess playing indoors probably helped him too, but the wind was killing it. Like his throws to the outside, they were horrible. And then his reading of coverage was horrible, you know, so... Todd just doing coach, you know how they all, I mean, if you listen to all of them, none of them, everybody says it's all positive, you know, and they are 1-5. So it's not all positive, but it's gotta be. So they can't win a lot with him just because they are, especially when your old line, if you get behind with Cooper Rush, you're done. Because he can't protect for him. Other than Lamar, they can't protect for him because, you know, Lamar becomes Superman and he can, you know, he can get out of trouble. And with the O-line, you know, it may be 3 of them play good on that play, but one of them whiffs. And then boom. You know, I mean, and that's what it's been like in the passing stuff. You know, and you know, it was nice to see in the run game. But, I mean, Bob, I mean, the same crap happened with Lamar. You know, with the O-line, you know, and same thing happened with the run game with Lamar.
Yep.
You know, so that the whole problem is the O-line. I mean, if the O-line plays, if we say after the Bears game, that was the best game the O-line played, then it's probably they hadn't played that well since They need to play like they played against Buffalo. And we see Buffalo's defense sucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's how.
Yeah, the Ravens did score 40 in that game.
Right. You know, but it's all about the offensive line. I totally believe. I mean, when you look, because they have no energy, right? Like, Bob, see if you agree with this. I was talking to Mel Kiper this morning, and Mel said, the Bears game, it's their Super Bowl. They lose, it's over. If you win, then you take another step, you know, to recovery, basically. But if you lose, you know, your season's over. And that's how they've got to, you know, approach this one. But the offensive line has been the biggest disappointment because, you know, they need a spark. And you got to give your quarterback time to throw the football. And then when you are throwing the football, throw it to the right guy. You know, I mean, that was Cooper Rush's problem, my opinion was. I mean, he's throwing to the wrong guy a lot of the time. The offense just, it looks like nobody's having fun in that offense because they know that it's so, what, like they're congested. They got an O-line that's having problems. They got a fullback that can't block. You know, so they got a lot of issues in there right now. I mean, the way 84 is, Payton is blocking, Bob, I'd give the young kid, the Army kid who was a tackle, give him a shot because, you know, at least he's been an old lineman and he knows how to get his pads down low. Payton stinks. You know, I mean, he's hurting them when he's in there. The nine plays he played, and we were talking about him a bunch, you know, and Bob, I think it's all about the offensive line. That's the biggest problem. You know, it was Lamar's problem. It was Derrick Henry's problem. You know, that's the problem is fix that O-line.
Henry was getting crushed before he was getting the line of scrimmage. And Lamar, and we talked about it yesterday, Lamar hasn't played in two games and he's been sacked 15 times.
Right. In three games.
Yeah, a 20 total for the team. But will there be changes? Faalele's been bad. Voorhees may be worse. I mean, so you have two guards that are playing at an extremely low level, and then your right tackle's been brutal in Rosengarten, and I guess Linderbaum's getting lit up because his guards suck, and your starting left tackle's played on a bum ankle if he can make it through a quarter.
Yeah, and if Noteboom plays, he's right there. He sucks. You know, so that's the issue they got right now. In the pass game, Bob, they're all – it's just hodgepodge because somebody F's it up every play. And it only takes one. And they can't get five guys doing it together down after down. And that's the problem. Whether it be the run game, whether it be the pass game. And in the run game, throw the fullback and throw the tight ends in there too. And that's why they're not getting long plays because of that.
Trade deadline's November 4th. Reading Jeff Zrebeck in the Athletic this morning, his mailbag. He thinks, like, you're stone cold set that Eric's going to try to get a pass rusher.
Yeah, whether it be a D tackle or, you know, like a Jeff, like Simmons from Tennessee, I'd take him at a heartbeat.
Sure. But Jeff didn't really get into what position, but he does see Eric DaCosta being aggressive, trying to upgrade. You mentioned yesterday, 2019, they got Marcus Peters, who had a pick six his first game against Seattle. And if memory serves, Russell Wilson at that time was the leading candidate for MVP, hadn't thrown a pick yet. And that's when Lamar said, hell yeah, let's go for it on fourth. Then they scored, and Ravens were off to the races after that. And then what?
Roquan.
I guess 3 years ago now, they got Roquan Smith.
Yep.
And he helped them get to the playoffs and, you know, make Patrick Queen a lot of money in the process moving forward. I mean, they're 1-5, though. Those two teams were very much in a standings fight for division supremacy. And 9-2 gets you 10. I don't see it happening, even if Lamar comes back against the Bears. And let's look at the Bears, too, by the way. They're favored against New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
They beat them. They're 4-2.
Yeah, they won 3 in a row.
Yeah, now Chicago's like, hey, we're trying to get to the playoffs. Let's go get them. I mean, and they've got weapons. We don't want to get into that yet because we still have another week. But I just think there's so many weaknesses with the Ravens defensively. And as you just said, Vinny, on the O-line, I don't even think Lamar can dig him out of this hole, man.
I think
I just don't see it.
What it takes, Bob, is it takes a play. It takes something, you know, a play, a game, you know, something to get them going. Because they're playing with no confidence right now, in my opinion, especially offensively. They're playing with none. So they need, you know, put some plays together. Get the receivers involved. Because the receivers aren't having, they're not having fun right now because you're not involved in the game and you're three and out and, you know, you're running 50 plays. You know, the other day they ran a bunch. But they've got to find a way to win one. All right. They go beat the Bears, you know, and you start to gain confidence. Then you got a quick Thursday game and then you go down to Miami, you know, and if you win that one, then you start feeling good about it. And then you got like another mini bye, you know, so then. You know, okay, then it's a different feeling going into that next game because, yeah, hey, we got a shot now. Let's go. You know, and then we're going to see a different team. You watch.
We're going to be giving out grades for the Ravens at the bye week. Stick around. That starts this hour. Oriole news, and this came out, Jeff Passan, we heard during Joe LaCroix's update. Albert Pujols, Orioles are interested in interviewing him, Nolan, get in here, for the managerial job. The connections are, Elias was a scout in St. Louis when Pujols played for the Cardinals. And Pujols was teammates with Matt Holliday, and they're really good friends. Matt Holliday, Jackson Holliday's father. Now, does this qualify him to be the Orioles manager? Zach Orr was a coach before he was deemed defensive coordinator. Albert Pujols doesn't really have much coaching experience at all. Angels still appear to be the leader in the clubhouse for his services. And they interviewed Luis Rojas, apparently, according to SNY, who has been a manager at the major league level with the Mets. Nolan, I think this is all window dressing. We'll talk to Mike Bordick in the 11:30 part of the program. I think here's interview here. We're going through the process. And then Tony Manzalino is going to be named the full-time manager of the Orioles, because Flaherty's getting a Padres job. I'd be willing to bet on that.
I hope that the Pujols part is smoke and mirrors. Now, what happens with Mancelino, that's a whole different topic. I mean, not the end of the world. That's where we stand on it now. It could very well happen. I don't disagree that he appears to be among the top three favorites right now. But Albert Pujols, that's just too much of a risk. Nothing against the guy, Hall of Fame player. But let's be honest, for what the Orioles need right now, everyone's been harping on experience. He doesn't check that box. He doesn't even check any coaching box. And it's just too much of a risk. The Orioles are in a mode where they have to win right now. To me, the Angels' job is perfect for Albert Pujols. How could that situation get any worse? The fan base would instantly embrace him. It would be a win for him. Now, what he turns in terms of wins and losses remains to be seen. But I just think for what the Orioles are at, where they're at right now, hiring someone with no experience at all, as great as a player as they may be, that doesn't always translate to being a good manager. Usually, more often than not, it's the exact opposite. I'm out on Pujols for sure.
And Mike Elias even said experience is going to be a key factor. Not the deciding factor, but a key factor in hiring him. And I think he goes to the Angels because he stole money from them for 8 years.
Yeah.
After they signed him away from the, because he was going to go to Miami. Remember that Ozzie Guillen was the manager of the Marlins at the time, and he was going to go there. Apparently, they had already reached a deal, and then at the last minute, he flipped to Anaheim and was kind of in a downslope of his career. I think he made one all-star team. He was a dominant, arguably the greatest right-handed hitter of our generation when he was with the Cardinals. But do I want him in an Orioles dugout because his name's Albert Pujols? Bleep, no.
Yeah, if I'm a player, Bob, you know, all right, he's a good player, but can he manage?
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
And if you look at the history of sports in general, just because you were a good player doesn't mean you're going to be a good coach or a manager. I mean, baseball, Yogi Berra had some success managing. He's a Hall of Famer. Frank Robinson a little bit as a manager, brilliant player. But where's the dude been?
Right.
I mean, I'm probably forgetting somebody.
Yeah.
But NFL. Who was a great player to turn into a great coach? Dicka, I guess.
But that's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been in that spot, but to me, it just seems like when you're that good of a player, and it's just always been natural for you, you know, since you were a little kid. You've always been the best player. You've always been the all-star. You've had struggles, but they've been very brief and very minor. How can you relate to the bench guy on your team that's going through those struggles? How do you convey that message to him? Sure, you did it, but you didn't grind and go through what he's going through. I think sometimes that's why if you see the no-name player, or in the case of baseball, the AAA catcher who never made the majors.
Sure.
But he was a baseball lifer. He spent 10, 15 years in the minors. But he can relate. He knows the struggle.
Yeah,
he knows
Weaver,
the grind.
Case in point, never made it to the majors. But with a star player, it's always been assumed, why aren't you as good as me?
Right.
I mean, it was easy, to your point, Nolan. It was easy for me. Why are you sucking so bad? Albert Pujols, thumbs down from these parts.
Yeah. And Bob, like you said, Elias said experience is huge.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you hire a guy with no experience. What the hell?
Hey, Manzo's got 110 games of experience
right.
And had a winning record, technically, with the Orioles.
Well, so if I'm Pujols, Bob, if I'm coming in to, you know, interview, I've got a lot of experienced guys on my – I've got a former manager, you know, on my – that's how I'm coming in to interview because – like you said, I got no experience, but I'm bringing experience with.
Well, what leads us to believe that Elias isn't picking a coaching staff? You know what I mean? So it's not like John Mabry came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I
had connections with him.
I forgot about that. Forgot about who makes a lineup.
Yeah, but Luis Pujols, catcher for the Astros. Albert Pujols, no. Great player, Hall of Famer, absolutely. But managing the Orioles, absolutely not. Terps in UCLA still getting 3.5. Maryland needs to win Saturday, or it's going to go haywire. I think got to beat the Bruins because Indiana's going to be a tough ask. If they can beat UCLA, you're 5-2, got a little momentum, you're charged up, fans might be back at CQ. They lose the next two, you're 4-4. Now you're trying to figure out who you can beat to just get bowl eligible.
I'll say
that's
this,
not
Bob.
What you hope for.
This is going to be their toughest game they played this year.
UCLA?
The way they're playing right now.
Oh, and their offense is cooking. Yeah. But Ravens offense isn't. You want to comment on that? We're going to give out grades for this Ravens offense during this hour. Cordell Woodland's going to be joining us 11 o'clock. Get his thoughts on the 1-5 Birds after bye week. Just trying to – 10 wins is the elixir, you think, to get to the postseason?
Oh, absolutely.
That means 9-2?
Yep.
I don't see it. Nolan don't see it. Vinny, are you wavering yet?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And this Albert Pujols news that came down through Jeff Passan last night. Orioles interested in interviewing him for their managerial position. Terps at UCLA Saturday, 7 o'clock kick. You can hear it on the Fan. It's on FS1. I'm going to check it out on the tube. Terps trying to break this two-game skid. And the Ravens are on bye. Let's get out to the phones. They're 1-5. No, but nobody saw this coming. Nobody.
No.
Maybe we overestimated this roster.
Well, you know
what? We're going to have to eat a little
Bob, going back to what Mel was saying, it's been like the perfect storm. You know, the schedule they played was really tough. And then they got the injuries and stuff. You know, so it's been like a perfect storm against
them. I hear Mel. Calvert Hall, what's up? Ravens were favored in all of those games they lost to those so-called tough teams.
No, I don't.
Of them on the road.
And most of the guys were healthy when they played some of those games.
I hear that perfect storm, but I'm not buying it. Let's go to Antoine in Baltimore. Antoine, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
All right.
I love your show because, you know, I don't care what it is. Y'all can make pickleball sound, you know, exciting.
We might be getting to that if things keep going this way, by the way.
Right. So I missed Woman Crush Wednesday. But, you know, every time I hear the Ravens coaches, the first song that comes to my mind is Little Liar by Joan Jett.
You ain't buying what they're selling, are you?
No, not really. So here's the thing. I'm a big Harbaugh supporter, but what kills me is that the last couple of years, every time the Ravens have gotten third and one, fourth and one, Todd Monken wants to throw a play. I mean, or run the jet sweep. And Harbaugh, being the head coach and probably knows the offense and the defense, should be overruling and saying, nah, let's just line it up. And I talked to my son, and my son said, Dad, I'd have thrown a Merlin eye at him. I'd have thrown the power eye. I'd have thrown the wing tee. I'd have thrown all of that. He said, and that's why Andy Reid is so good, because Andy Reid looks at old football and brings it out to him. But offensively, they need to do something, and Monken needs to stop going into whatever he's believing and just giving up the run, and he's doing it game by game. And with him giving it up game by game, all teams just say, okay, they're going to start passing for 8-9 downs, and we just have to just pin it back, and we just going to blitz his offense. So I don't know. Hopefully they, you know, they get back together. Running 9-2, I don't see them going 9-2. Maybe 6-3.
That's not that won't cut it. You know, I was telling Bob, I says the only shot maybe you know, if with three losses and win seven, you got to beat Pittsburgh twice and then hope that they tie with 9 wins each and then they can win a tiebreaker. That's the only way to me I see that you get in with 9.
And I was leaning towards them, we'll do our picks later, taking Cincinnati tonight. They're at home. Flacco's 11-11 against the Steelers, but no Trey Hendrickson in this game. So
they got no pass. So, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, you know, with no rush against him, you know, they don't run the ball very well. Pittsburgh doesn't run the ball great either.
Neither is Cincinnati.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be – but Aaron Rodgers is playing really good right now, I think. And you know, Metcalf's playing good, tight end. You know, so, and expect them. I mean, the way they're going, Bob, and you mentioned it the other day, they're looking for a receiver. They'll go get a receiver, you know, and then that, you know, they're going to be better with that.
Let's get out to the phones. Go to Bob in Edgewater. Bob, thanks for holding what's happening on this Total Request Thursday. Hey, man.
Vinny. Hey, did you say Hendrickson's not playing tonight? Is that a sign they're holding him out? They're going to trade to the Ravens?
He's doubtful tonight. Extremely doubtful.
And here's what I said. If you're Trey Hendrickson and they effed you around all summer long, if I'm not close to 100%, F you, Bengals. I ain't playing.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Bob, real quick, I want to get an Orioles thing in real quick and then a Ravens. So here we go. I hope Elias is listening. Here's the two free agents that are top of the line. In my opinion, I want Josh Naylor because he's another He's another Cruz that we had back in the day. I think Josh Naylor would fit great with this lineup. I don't care what he does the next couple of games or if he gets to the World Series. I want Josh Naylor. Pitching-wise, I want Chris Bassett. Chris Bassett is who we need. I mean, yeah, there's guys probably rated above him, but I like Chris Bassett. I think he'd be solid for the rotation, and I think Naylor would be perfect in that lineup. It is a number four hitter.
Yeah, and he could play first base, left-handed DH, but isn't that kind of going to be Basayo's role this year, though?
But I don't. Well, he hasn't proven he would have hit 164. I mean, yeah, I know he's still a rookie, he had limited at-bats, but Naylor's gritty. And he's a 300 hitter. We need that. We need that pop in this lineup. All right. So real quick on the Ravens, you guys were talking yesterday about, I think we were talking about Zach Orr and all the coaches and whatnot. One thing about Zach Orr, I think Vinny, you mentioned this. Chuck Pagano was like, yeah, he knows the defense, this, that, and the other. And he does know X's and O's. The thing I see about Zach Orr is lack of motivation, right, Vinny? To be a good coach, you have to motivate. I don't think he has the ability to motivate the players. That's where he's lacking.
Yeah, you know what? Listening to Chuck and stuff, they say in the meetings, you know, because he's a former player and stuff, he doesn't tell them what they want to hear. You know, like he'll tell them the truth. But I tend, because, you know, like when Zach was talking, he says, you know, we finally, you know, got passionate about the game and we're playing. You know, I mean, why does it take 6 weeks to do that? I tend to agree with you. I mean, I just go back to, I've got a really good football team. Why am I hiring a rookie? You know, that, you know, I'm mentoring, you know, and all that. I don't need to mentor a guy. I need a coach.
Never called plays before.
Bob, I've been preaching for a year and a half.
But he's been a year and a half on the job, and nothing's changed.
I mean, like, We're in the late 20s or 30s, and every defense, it's gotten worse. I mean, you can collaborate and do all the BS you want, but the guy calling them on Sundays, that's the guy who's responsible. Because you can't talk to him while he's calling plays. There's not enough time.
It's 5880-1057 The Fan. Nolan McGraw, going to hear from him, obviously, as the show rolls on. When we come back, Nolan's going to be in on this one. We're headed out great. We're going to start with the offense. And, you know, it looked like they were going to be the most unstoppable offense in the history of football. They've been very stoppable lately.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
George Warhop, offensive line coach, Baltimore Ravens, talking about his guards. Andrew Voorhees, Daniel Lele, and getting better leads to, let's get right to it, grades, and we'll start with the guards. First, yeah. We'll go Andrew Voorhees.
Voorhees, I'll give him a D, and I just think he is terribly inconsistent in both run and pass. And the thing is he flashes, and at times he does it extremely well in both. But you get beat too many times. Like on that fourth down play, on the goal line. I mean, that's a huge – you got to make a play. You got to block your guy. Or on those short yardage ones, you got to get movement. And then in pass, he'll whiff at times, And he's just part of the collection – of guys that can't play consistent. And that's the biggest problem. Does he have talent? Sure. But he just doesn't do it consistently in the run or the pass. And that's why I give him a D. All right, Bob, against Buffalo, played well. All right, this last game, played all right in the run game. In the pass game, kind of struggled. So I can't give him, a passing grade right now because you're sitting 1-5. And last year, your offense was 409 or 429. Now you're 309, and you can't run the ball, and you're the new addition.
Yeah, well, he started last year, got hurt, McCarrie came in, and the rest
so
of
I
history.
Give him a D.
What do you think, Aaron Nolan?
I think that's a perfectly fair grade. I mean, I wouldn't change it too much. Maybe you go D+, D-, but certainly in that range, just because he's out of excuses. Right. I mean, we all know the history with him coming out of the draft as an injury, but that was considered a bargain or a steal at the time for the Ravens to get that kind of talent in the seventh round. So you're willing to take the hit on that 1 year. Last year, all right, we're hoping for a little bit more. Then an injury cost him his spot, never regained it because McCarrie was so solid in that left guard spot. Now we get to this year. No more excuses. Got to hit the ground running. You earned the starter job, but let's be honest, where was the competition? Corey Bullock came on strong, but he was never going to outbid Voorhees for that spot. So where are we at? And now we have questions about, is he even going to last through his entire rookie tenure with the Ravens? I think that's a D is a perfect grade here.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I'd give him a D+ because Henry's had two good games, but he's had four not good ones. So you stay at a D. Daniel Falele.
Falele, I'm gonna give him the same, a D, because he's very similar. He's probably a more consistent run blocker than Falele has been. Than Voorhees has been. Because in the run stuff, he can do a decent job. The problem with him is he doesn't sustain his blocks. And then in the past, the stunts and twists and anybody athletic and quick causes him some problems. He throw him right in there where, at least twice a game, Bob, in the pass, he's going to whiff. And it's really a liability for him if he's on an athletic guy, and that's what teams are going to do, and it's a passing situation for sure, and they stunt and come around. It's just not good for him. The run stuff, he can do okay. I give him a D also.
So we've been talking here recently, who's been worse, Voorhees or Falele? And now we're at the moment where we can grade that. I'm going to say Falele's been worse. I'll give him an F. I'll go there.
Ouch.
Maybe appealing to Ravens social media a little bit here. But I actually thought he was halfway decent last year. Mm-hmm. Right? Forget the Pro Bowl stuff because that's a joke when you start getting into the alternates. We know the story there. But he had a halfway decent year. He was the weakest link on the O-line, but it wasn't so weak that it cost the entire line. He was serviceable. He was fine. And that's all we needed moving forward. If he was going to take that next step and be better, that's fantastic. But in my mind, if he was the same as he was last year, that's all the Ravens needed. He has regressed. He has clearly become worse. And it's not just on the O-line. I mean, Vinny's been showing me clips throughout the year. He's getting trucked and pushed over on special teams. So this has just been a complete disaster for him. And same thing as Voorhees. I don't know how much longer he's here beyond 2025.
I'm going to go D minus. I'm not going to go F, but D minus because he's gotten worse. And it's his third year in the league, too. You're supposed to be on the ascend. And he was a Pro Bowl alternate. I know Nolan doesn't like to hear it because the Pro Bowl been kind of a joke, but it's still sort of an honor that's achieved and there are respect among peers, whatever it is. But he's been bad. And I just keep thinking of the Buffalo game where he's spinning around in a circle like it's electric football. He didn't have a body on anyone. He was like, nothing to see here. Please disperse. He's spinning around. So his regression gets him a D minus. Now let's get the right tackle, Roger Rosengarten. Speaking of regressing, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a D, too. You know, he has a hard time with the power. Bo Rush has a really hard time against good rushers. He has a hard time against good rushers. You know, and it looks like back to his college days, you know, when they played Michigan. Just gets pushed back into the quarterback, and that's what's been happening. You know, and in the run stuff, his footwork. A lot of times his footwork is off. You know, and what do I mean by that? You know, if your head's supposed to get on one side, get your head across. And how do you get your head across? You got to step properly, you know. And I just think his fundamentals are not good, and he's playing too high. So I give him a D. Now, he'll do it right a couple of times. But again, you know, Filele and Voorhees may do it perfectly, but then Rosengarten doesn't. That's the problem that the O-line has right now.
Well, the old Meatloaf song, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Right.
2 out of 10 is. Nolan.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to be hearing the word regression a lot today with these right. grades because I just started thinking about it when we got to Rosengarten, and then I think Linderbaum, and I'm like, oh, no. There hasn't been anything good here. I'll be a little more lenient with Rosengarten. I'll say C-. I could see D+. It's right on that range. But to me, and Vinny kind of laid it out there pretty nice, but I don't know overall how much he's being hurt by Falele's regression, right? I mean, this is a group effort at the end of the day, but I'll trust Vinny's vision there with the film and everything. And just watching in real game time, it's not what it was last year.
No, it's not pretty. And watching them all just flailing away. And yeah. I never promised you a Rosengarten, as we said when the Ravens drafted him. But his first game ever was against Casey on that Monday night. And he just looked, why, what? Then he became solid.
Yes, he did.
And he was an asset
yep.
to the O-line. The right side of the line was playing well, but he's as culpable as anyone for why they're terrible. Mm-hmm. So I'll give him a D. I won't drop the hammer on him because Falele, to me, has been the most disappointing guy. But he gets a D.
We got time.
We got to get a break, I guess. You know, clock integrity will come back.
We got left tackle.
We got plenty of guys. Oh, there's a lot of regressions we're getting to. But phone calls next. Cordell Woolidge joining us, top of the hour. Get his thoughts on the Ravens at 1-5. 10 wins is usually the benchmark. Doesn't guarantee anything, especially with the AFC being really tough this year. But does he see 9-2, even with Lamar in there, given the offensive line and the lack of pass rush? Whip around 11-15. Then Mike Bordick. We'll talk about the Orioles' managerial search and the playoffs. Toronto, back in it, baby. Vlad Jr. having a monster game last night. Max Scherzer trying to even the series tonight. Let's get out to the phones. Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, thanks for holding. What's happening?
What's going on, Bob and Ben?
Hey,
how
man.
You doing?
Good.
So I think, I feel like I'd like to see the Orioles hire Tony Mansellino. I think if he could really just bring a simple standard of wanting to compete and really win and help these young players and some of these older players really just find that cohesion, I think we'd be in good shape, man. I don't really care much for all these ready-to-be-a-manager candidates, to be honest with you, Bob.
Well, they need a bullpen, 2 starters, a middle-of-the-lineup thumper, and their younger players to stay healthy and pick up the pace because no one had a better year in 25 than they did in 24. So that needs to happen, too. I don't care if you're Joe McCarthy or Earl Weaver. Some of these guys just need to play better and be on the field.
Yeah, Bob, because like I've said for a couple of years now, it doesn't matter really who the manager is. If you can't hit when it counts the most, you're not going to win in the major leagues. And hopefully we can find those barrels when it's count when we need them the most. So looking forward to a new season for the O's, though, Buck.
All right, man. Thank you, Kevin. Got a long offseason still. Still need a new manager and everything that we've talked about. Taters came up a couple of times with a man on third, less than two outs. Couldn't get him in for Toronto. He did a walk and score a run as the Blue Jays had a big old uprising. I'm like, there's the Santander for the Orioles in Texas, in Kansas City. But I'd still rather kept him around than whatever. We don't want to go down that road. Tony in Bel Air. Tony, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing? You know, it's funny. The Ravens are one of five or six teams who really employ a fullback. And to me, the biggest key they're missing is Ricard. They can't sustain drives by running the ball. They could have put the Buffalo game away by running the ball. Mitchell Payton gets blown up. The middle of the line gets blown up. They fumble. It's over. They can't sustain a couple times in the Detroit game. They get a seven-yard first down. They can't convert second and three. You hang your defense out to dry. You've got players who didn't play in the preseason getting all these soft tissue injuries because the defense stays on the field. And along with not being able to sustain these drives, two of the biggest playmakers they have and mismatches they have are Bateman and Likely. And they're not getting the ball because you just don't have time to work the full offense. I just think that missing Ricard is a really, really understated part of this season. As far as them going 9-2, like, you know, it sets up well for them because they got too many buys in there. But I don't think they're going to Minnesota with that defensive coordinator. Flores is going to put Lamar in a blender. And to me, the biggest day of the season is the injury report on Wednesday going in the Chicago game. Because if they're not back for the Chicago game, you're not getting guys back on a short week in Miami, and then they're cooked.
Hey, thanks, Tony.
I would agree with a lot of that stuff that you said, Tony. I think, Ricard, I think it does matter. Just because Payton is so bad, you know, and Payton plays nine snaps.
And we're not talking about something awesome that happened in the nine snaps either.
Correct. You know, and so I think that is part of it. It's just part of it. It's not the whole thing. I mean, the O-line, you know, they contribute to a lot. So I think it goes back to the decline of the offensive line is the biggest problem with the offense right now.
Okay, we got time for another call, Nolan. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
All right.
Hey, I got a little trivia for y'all, right? So I'm going to see a game, man, and with Super Bowl 27. Was played at, man. Let me see how y'all sports skills is. Do y'all know that where that place is?
Let's
that venue
see.
Is?
Where are you going to Dallas Redskins game?
No, Super Bowl 27 wasn't played there.
Let's see. 25.
I'm giving y'all a hint. I'm giving y'all a hint. Michael Jackson. Is that a hint?
It was Dallas and Buffalo, right?
Buffalo. Dallas blew Buffalo out 52-13. The Rose Bowl.
Oh, we're at Maryland, UCLA.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we on our way out there.
No, by the way, another trivia question for you. That was the day the Larry Bird, Michael Jordan playing horse for a Big Mac commercial debuted.
Really?
Yeah. Do you remember?
You
were like 10. But off the scoreboard, no dunking. Yeah, one of the great commercials of all time. Larry Bird and Michael Jordan playing horse for a Big Mac.
Have you ever been out there, Rashawn? You're going to like UCLA is right next to the beach.
Yeah, I never been to the Rose Bowl. I've been to like the Coliseum, but I never been up in that Pasadena area. So
you'll enjoy.
All right, what's on your mind?
So the Ravens, right? So I called the morning show yesterday, right? And I asked them, I know hindsight is 2020 about this whole Cooper Rush situation. And in the beginning of the year, when we signed Cooper Rush, everybody thought that was a good backup and he can win us some games, you know, if Lamar got hurt. But obviously, that ain't the case, though. But do y'all remember, there was a lot of options out there. Remember, Jameis Winston was available.
Yeah.
And I asked Jeremy, would he rather have Jameis Winston? He was like, no. He threw too many interceptions. But I think Jameis Winston can actually win in some games. He's a legit starting quarterback in the NFL. wouldn't you think this off? We've been a little bit in different shape with Jameis Winston back there.
You're talking about the Ravens?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the Ravens. For the
well,
same
I thought
price
Cooper Rush was going to be the dude.
He was. Your word. I mean, for some reason, he's not this offense. He's used to the Mike McCarthy offense in Dallas, you know, under the dome and everything, man. Because he played fine. And then y'all all seen him. He did good in Dallas. But for some reason, it's like he forgot how to play quarterback here.
Oh, that's what it is. All right. Hey, have a safe trip. Get a win for us out there, will you? Going out to UCLA.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I don't think he's there. He'll root on Maryland, but you know how it is.
Oh, he's out there.
I think
the
he's
parties,
just going to UCLA. You know? And I'm sure, can't wait to see his cops video after the fact. But Jameis Winston, he seems to have settled in nicely into the
third spot.
But the mentor guy, very respected by his teammates.
Yeah. I mean, Bob, I mean, Cooper Rush sucks. So, I mean,
there you, go.
You know, Jameis Winston, that'd be fine. You know,
it's too late. Late. By the way, Jameis Winston, another guy that played the Ravens defense and won player of the week. Remember he did it last year in Cleveland when Hamilton dropped the interception like 15 times. But that was an aberration more than a trend. We'll come back. Cordell Woodland, get his thoughts on the Ravens at 1-5. Can they turn it around enough to at least get into playoff contention? Now we're into the help Pittsburgh fails to even get into sniffing distance of that. Whip around left 15. And then Mike Bordick, talk Orioles managerial search. Albert Pujols, really?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.